Toby and Dimitri good to go today?
Toby's in, Dimitri's out.
Ben comes in then?
Correct.
What do you expect from this club that when you look at them on paper now and you see some of their games here as of late, it's the best roster that health-wise yeah. they've been able to have this year?
They did a marvelous job of surviving with those key pieces out of their lineup, got beat up by injuries, especially at the center ice position. So now they're back full force and they've got it spread around their four lines. And they've played some pretty dominant hockey, I think, in their, since they've gotten healthy. So we'll expect that tonight.
What has the addition of Henrik done to that center ice position for them?
Well, what we always viewed as the strength of Anaheim got stronger, right? So Henrik in Jersey, their team had to survive on some pretty good defensive hockey, so he brings that with him. But there's an offensive part to his game, clearly, that he's built for. So he fits right into what Anaheim does.
Looks like they have Corey Perry last game skating on what they would call maybe the fourth line right. to make them even more dangerous when they're spreading things out that.
When you can roll four like that and have a player there, and he'll get power play time and all those other good things, then there's no easy pairing for your back end to go out against. And very similar to what we'll do is have good offensive players playing, not even necessarily on the fourth line, but maybe coming off the bench fourth, if that makes sense. So you have to be on every shift.
How's Ben Sherratt handled his seventh defenseman role?
Worked hard, you know, all we can, nobody enjoys not playing, but so you monitor them in their workouts and how they push themselves. He's done it now a while that he understands he has to go hard in practice. He has to push that and make sure that he's ready because he jumps into a game like tonight.
Just to follow up on Kulikov, was there any setback or do you expect
No, he got injured. We'd see how he felt the next day. It was all right, but not great, and it didn't improve.
Optimistic though out of the All-Star break?
I don't have an answer for you on that.
I haven't heard you use the word concussion here. Is there any issue?
No, not with him yet. So it hasn't been, for me, called that yet. So he has to get tested and he has to wait a couple of days to see where the symptoms are at beforehand. And then, but whenever we've had a player that's had a concussion, I've fired that out.
No other changes? Nothing with the forward?
Correct.
Gunnar Hendricks not getting in the lineup?
I'm sorry?
Gunnar Hendricks not getting in the lineup?
No, we're going to get his game time decision. Liked his attitude, liked his effort. But we may need a little more size in the lineup tonight. That'll be the deciding factor.
Were you surprised by Aremyev's two-goal game last time?
No, you know what? He never surprises me with the hands that he has. He's a bit of a confidence player, and he's... Yeah, he's capable of doing those things. He shoots the puck like that in practice, and he makes those kind of passes in place. We've asked him to do a job that's a bit more defensive-oriented because he's got a very good stick and he's a very smart player. I think in a more offensive role, he probably scores a little more, but he does such a good job where he's at. Winnipeg Jets winning has to take precedence.
Well, I know you have been asked about Connor probably a lot.
I've got two of them.
You're in goal.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Just what's made him take that leap into someone that, frankly, you know, deserves to be
in
the present conversation?
If you look, and this was a conversation we had with Connor last year, if you look back at all of the number one guys, their numbers when they first came in, they looked an awful lot like Connor's last year. So he had a tougher year. We looked at it as more of a development year for a whole bunch of young players, and he was one of them. But he did what he needed to do this summer. He went home and he got better. So he got physically stronger and worked at his craft. And then he also benefits, so he's better, and chicken and the egg, I'm not sure which, but clearly we're a better team in front of them defensively, and they both met at the same time and has had some success. He's, I guess, matured, but I don't, careful with that word because it suggests he was immature. He was just young, right? And now he's learned his craft. He knows what he has to do. He's been through enough difficult things that when he either has a goal he doesn't like or a game he doesn't like, he's got a foundation to help him bounce back, and he's been very, very strong in that area.
Paul, just sorry, one more on Sherratt. Is he going to play with Myers, and you're leaving Bach and Enstrom together?
Correct.